Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell is this?
Did you forget 550? I told you at 550, I would tell you the song. I would play the at 9. I would play the song that I was referencing. There it is.
I honestly did forget all about that. It was 4 hours ago or three, whatever. Let me tell you, it wakes you up.
Yeah.
That got my attention to start the show.
Great song by the group Duck Sauce, if you look it up.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday out there. Joe, a couple things that we want to talk about today. 803-0930 to weigh in with us. One happening just north of the border in Ontario. They're doing something. I say they're not going far enough, but we'll get into it. They're doing something that I really think should happen right here. I don't understand how it works. I don't know for as much Peter Mansbridge as I've watched in my life. I don't know Canadian law that well.
Right,
I don't understand how the government can be involved in school like this sort of way. Anyways, but there's that. And then there's also this, Joe. Like, if we can do two things at the same time, which I don't know if we can, but I guess we'll find out. But I've been like wanting to bring it up because you know me. I don't need, you know, to go to a doctor. I don't need a therapist. I don't need, you know, to call an expert because we have a radio show.
That's right.
We have all of our great listeners.
Whole point.
Why would I go to a doctor when I can just list my ailments and have, you know, Joe from Cheektowaga call me.
Exactly.
And tell me what's wrong with
Dr. Joe in Cheektowaga.
All of this stuff. And so, like, I need a little bit of expertise. I was going to say conflict resolution. I don't think that's what I'm really looking for here.
Wow.
But it is going to be the argument me and my wife have it already has for like the last several years. I feel like it's going to come to a head soon. She wants the house painted.
Okay.
I mean, in truth be told, I want the house painted.
So there doesn't seem to be an argument here.
Well, Joe, there is.
Okay.
I think I could do it myself.
I believe that.
Or at least half of it myself. It's a very tall house. Like, you would need scaffolding and, like, all this stuff to get up to the top.
Okay.
But I think I could do at least part of it myself. Aluminum siding all over the house, which when we bought the house, everyone told me, oh, it's so great. It holds paint and whatever. What a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
No, I don't want anything that you have to paint. The house, whoever owned it previously, painted it red.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know. But now it's more of a pink. You know, it's so faded in the sun. It needs to be painted.
You're going back to red?
No. Okay. Never. Never. I think I could do it myself. She wants somebody else to do it. I say to that, like, where are you getting this money from?
Right.
Like,
yes.
Is there something you're not telling me? Like, what's going on here? And also, there's the, do you do it at all? Because at the end of the day, while you'd like the house to be painted, one of my friends gave me this excellent piece of advice. As I was talking about, last year, I was talking to him about this.
Oh, so this has been going on.
Oh, this is, you know, ever since we moved into the house, we're like, oh, when are we going to paint this house? Last year, he goes, well, you know, why wouldn't you just buy a hot tub instead?
I like that piece of advice.
That because, like, at the end of the day, it's just, it's not like there's anything super wrong with the, you know, but it's just kind of ugly.
Is it, though? Like, I don't think anyone drives by your house and goes, ugh.
I think people probably do.
Do you?
Compared to some of the other ones. Mm. It depends on what side of the street you're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, can I paint a house? Can I paint a three-story building?
I say, Brian, ever since I saw what you did with your attic, I have full faith in you that you could paint the house. Like, your attic looks like someone professionally did it.
Wow. If my wife heard you say that,
it does,
she
though.
Would die laughing on the floor.
I mean, you're
I think so, too, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, we have a different...
You're talking to someone who struggles to, you know, put the glass dome back after changing the light bulb, so I'm easily impressed, but... I definitely think you'd be able to take that project on. You also just redid your front porch. I mean, what can't you do?
Well, I took it apart. And then my neighbor did most of the work.
Okay. Well, still,
I stood around and acted like I knew what I was doing.
I mean, I'm obviously siding with you because, you know, you do it yourself, you save the money. This seems like a Erie County argument. You know, you want to pay for it and do it yourself. I'm guessing... If your wife pays for someone, that might get partially charged. And now we're talking about a cash versus bond argument at the Mazurowski house.
She would rather be in debt with a painted house than, know what I mean? Like, that's.
I think you're 100%. I would either.
Here's the other thing, though. I would admit this. If I did it myself, I mean, it would take. Probably longer than just this year.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I would kind of think. I mean, like, eventually it'll...
Have you been on the 90? It's taken 3 years to get these new rest stops up. I mean, I don't see any problem with that. Again, we do have to put the disclaimer that I always put in. I don't own a home. So, you know, I have a very probably naive look at this. But I don't see why you shouldn't take on the project.
That's... On our text board, you know, people are already chiming in. So why do you want to paint the house yourself? It's so much work. You'd spend the entire spring and summer doing it. Cash, money. Yeah. Like, that's the reason why you do anything yourself versus hire somebody else, right?
I'm watching YouTube videos on how to change my brakes for when my brakes aren't bad. I'm just saying, for when the time comes, I can
prepping yourself.
Yeah. I mean,
getting ready.
It's all about money.
I just, like, it would be so... There'd be so much savings.
Yeah. I think it'd be worth it. And who cares if it takes 2 years?
I'll tell you who cares. My wife.
start from the back so the incomplete part isn't as noticeable from the street.
That's right. Like, you start from the back.
Yeah.
You perfect yourself. You work out the kinks on the back. And then you kind of slowly work your way to the front.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think it could happen.
I mean, do you need a new roof anytime soon?
And see, like, that's another...
Right.
I mean, that's... Not immediately, but, like, you will need these things.
I'd look at everything else before the paint because...
Exactly.
I'm colorblind, but still, I haven't noticed... Like I said, I don't... Your house.
That's right. That's why you think it looks good.
But as I said, like, I don't think anyone drives by your house and goes, ugh. Like, I don't think people are having that reaction. I would make sure the necessities are in order before thinking about dropping any kind of money on this paint project.
I don't know. Well, can I do it myself? That's basically, look, it's the advice line for me is open. That's why put this on the internet with a bunch of people who are just going to comment from wherever.
Exactly.
I want to hear from Western New York. Could I do it myself?
And you know this audience. There's definitely people in this audience who have painted their own houses.
Or do I have to hire somebody? 803-0930, your text, your calls throughout the morning.
You don't have to hire anybody. That's what I'm saying. You know, my parents had the old brackets from their satellite dish on their roof. You know, my dad wasn't going to go on the roof. And, you know, we'll just get someone to come over here. No, give me the ladder. Give me the screwdriver, the ladder. I took those brackets off.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
You want to come to my house? We have a dish on a roof. I've never had a dish in my life.
I forgot that you have a dish on your roof.
Your
roof is a little more steep.
That's the thing. Like, it's a tall house.
Yeah.
And it's pretty near. We share a driveway. Like, right, it's a tall house in the city of Tonawanda, or North Tonawanda. You got the narrow drive. There's not a lot of space there to be doing it.
Right.
Which is why I think both it would be extra expensive to have somebody do it.
100%.
And also a reason why I would not be able to do it.
You'll be able to do it. It's not going to be an easy task. But you'll be able to do it.
Like, my thinking is I would take a week vacation. My vacation would be...
To get it started?
To do it.
You think you can do the whole thing in a week?
If I took an entire week off of work during the summer and did nothing but...
Had the whole day to yourself painting the house?
I woke up 6 a.m. and went to work and worked till, 12-hour shifts every day.
Yeah.
Is this packed a lunch to go in my backyard.
Is this the kind of thing where you have to sand the old paint off and then put the new paint...
You have to you'd have to wash it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to sand it off, but you do have to power wash the whole house.
And how many layers does it take? Like how to paint the house? I mean, it's not just one layer, is it?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
But you know what?
They make a paint and primer in one. I don't know.
But you know who could tell you that? The person at Lowe's at the paint counter. Like, that's easy information to find. Oh, they're very... Or Home Depot, or, you know,
I think it depends on what time of day you go. No offense to the people who work at the paint counter. Very differing levels of expertise.
Again, I've never had... They just seem like they know what they're talking about when I see them talking to customers.
Yeah, Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. I think it depends on what... anyways, all right. Somebody's saying I'd rather have kidney stones than paint a house.
Come on. I can't believe that.
Well, are you male or female? I mean, isn't it worse for one than the other? Would that...
I mean, again, if I owned a house, I'd rather attempt to paint my own house than just automatically go into debt or drain whatever kind of savings is there. That's how I look at it. Again, I am very cheap, and but I also, I mean, I am very, I'm contradicting myself because a week ago, Brian, I did a whole show on how I suck with money. So maybe I'm not the person to listen to on this one.
Well, anyways, you can give your words of advice to me, 803-0930 on our text board. And then we mentioned north of the border, Joe. So this is what's happening up in Ontario just over the past few days. I don't know if this is, again, my knowledge of how everything works in Canada is limited. So I don't know if this is an official rule, like these are going forward, like they've put the Ontario government has put this rule into place, if it's just a proposal right now. But either way, they have introduced new measures to crack down on vaping and cell phone use.
There it is.
In schools. Officials in Canada say there's an alarming rise of vaping and cell phone distractions in classrooms. So over the weekend, the education minister said the province is removing distractions, part of a plan they call Back to Basics, which, you know, every plan has a buzzword that most people agree with. I like the Back to Basics. Yeah. That's a buzzword that sticks with me. They're trying to address the negative impact of mobile devices, social media, and more inside of the classroom. They say this is how the rules would work. Starting this upcoming September, students in kindergarten to grade 6 would be required to... Now, I think it's ludicrous that you'd have a phone... Right.
That's why these things, like, it's so difficult for me to imagine because, you know, I can't imagine a kid up to sixth grade having a cell phone.
Like, it is crazy. I mean, kindergarten is ridiculous. Even grade 6 seems like crazy to me.
What's the necessity?
But kindergarten to grade 6, you'd be required to keep phones on silent and out of sight for the entire school day unless granted permission to use it. I don't know what permission that would be, but, you know, you start to build in these loopholes to the laws. 7 to 12, not permitted to use your phone during class time without permission. I love the idea. I don't think it's going far enough. I don't, you know, like we had a guest on a couple of weeks ago from a new book out talking about cell phone use and it's in favor of phone-free schools. And what they mean is phone-free.
Yes.
Not limiting the use, not you can't use it in class, not on silent, but they're just not there. They're not used in the hallway. They're not used at lunch. They're not
in the building.
They're not in. If they are in the building, they're in one of those pouches like when you go to a concert that you cannot use the phone at all. I don't think it goes far enough. K through 12, I think it should be just like that with no phones in school. But Ontario, they're taking like the half step. They're saying, all right, at the very least, no phones in the classroom for most of the kids. No phones in the hallway or in the school.
So you can still have it, though. You just can't take it out.
You just can't take it out and use it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, again, it's just so difficult to put myself in the situation because you're talking to someone who at sophomore year of high school got their radio taken away because during study hall, I was listening to Bowerly. So for me, it's just difficult to even imagine, okay, I have the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put it on silence. Oh, that's okay. You're not using it. Like, I don't understand the necessity of having your phone. Brian, I don't even think in your locker. I don't understand the necessity of having it in the building. You are there to learn. I'm also surprised the recent rise in cell phone use. Like, this is only a 2024 thing? I can't imagine this hasn't been an issue with the popularity of cell phones. But I don't understand kids kindergarten to six even having cell phones. And then high schoolers, you know, you're in school. Your friends are with you. What do you need your phone for?
That's right. Well, the schools would decide when tech use is appropriate, saying they could still use them in classrooms. The pushback has been that it's difficult to enforce. I don't see how it's difficult to enforce.
No.
I think it's difficult to enforce. Like, I can picture these universities right now saying, oh, it's difficult to enforce the rules with the protesters who have camped out. No, it's not.
No.
You're only making it difficult on yourself. You see somebody with the cell phone out, you take it away.
Yep.
That's what always used to happen in school, right?
Yeah, Joe, your hat will be in the principal's office after
school. I was just about to say, Joe. Like, you wore a hat I think I was a senior in high school, and the school, like, gave up on hats. They were like, all right.
We never gave up on hats.
Hats, we can do a hat. You can wear a hat inside of a classroom. That was like a big thing.
Very progressive, a Sweet Home.
It was very progressive. Yeah. But like, it was a hat, a cell phone, anything that... No, taken away. You might get a warning, put it in the locker right now.
Yeah.
If you didn't heed the warning, boom. Gone.
I remember my senior year when a few kids had cell phones. Like, ooh, so and so has a cell phone. If that thing even rang, if it made a noise, it ended up in the front of the building in the principal's office, and you had to go after school to the secretary and say, so and so took my phone away. I mean, that was. I don't know how we got away from that. Maybe it seems like the easiest thing. You're chewing gum, spit it out. You got a hat, it's going with me. You got a phone, you'll see it at 3:30.
So basically, it's a couple of questions. One, why can't we do that anymore? Like, what is so different about 2024? Is it just because the phones cost so much money? Like, that parents don't want a $1,000 phone? Like, it's a big difference between a $100 phone and a $1,000 phone? That being taken away is like, oh, don't do that. You know, I paid all this money. Well, don't pay the money for the phone, yeah. I guess, in the first place. But what's so different between now and then, where we have schools now, again, this is in Canada, I want to say, but you have all these districts saying it's impossible to enforce any sort of phone policy, where 15 years ago, it was very possible to enforce a phone policy because you just took it away. What's right. The big difference? And do you agree with what they're doing in Canada? Just north of the border in Ontario, they're looking at banning. It's funny how they put phones and vapes like all in one, like they're the same thing. I mean, sure, both of them should be banned from school, but
for a different reason. It's
two completely different things. Do you agree with what they're doing north of the border?
And they have here, parents complaining, parents. Is there a parent out there that would complain if their kid's phone got taken away when they're supposed to be learning? The reason you send your kid to school to learn, to advance, to not be Joe Beamer and fail algebra. I can't imagine a parent calling the school and complaining that their child's cell phone got taken away while they were supposed to be learning. And again, this is coming from someone who was not the best high school student. Okay, I am not saying this as someone who paid a ton of attention in high school, but I can't imagine. Like, I could not imagine my parents calling and saying, "You took my son's phone away." No, guess what? I'd be the one getting yelled at when I got home. Why did you take that to school? That's the first thing they would say.
Well, what did the teachers say What do you think? 803-0930 BMS and Beamer on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We're talking phones in schools. Ontario, the government of Ontario wants to say, hey, no, we're done. No more phones in schools. Well, for the most part. Right. I mean, they're not cracking the down 100%, but in class, no phones in school. What do you think? 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Mike in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. How's it going, Mike?
Good. How you doing, guys? Yeah, so I've talked to, you know, other parents about this issue, and because I think it came up in Pennsylvania a little while back, a county down there. I don't know if it was Erie was trying to, or school district was trying to ban them, but it comes down to, like, the parents right now, a lot of them, they're just wimps. I hate to say it, but, like, when push comes to shove, they know that the cell phones aren't helping their children in a lot of ways and are distracting. But when it comes to, like, hey, would you be okay if your kid didn't actually have, you know, a phone during school? They're like, well, no, in case there was an emergency, it's really important. And they like their kids to have phones on them as they, you know, when they're out in the neighborhood playing, like in case of an emergency. And I think maybe it's tied to the, you know, school shootings, but it's like, it's too much of a hurdle for them to jump, I guess, but.
Yeah, Mike, and thanks for the call. 803-0930 if you want to join us on WBEN. I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in school, there were times where, you know, I had to go home or there was an emergency, right? And someone had to contact their parent or their parent had to contact their child. I mean, every classroom has a phone, last time I checked. The school, you know, has means of communication. And, okay, you want your phone after school? Well, then get it after school. Obviously, what we're seeing here, and this is not just in Ontario, it's a trend we're seeing. This is like the fifth time we've brought up cell phones in schools, Brian. We're seeing a trend of when that cell phone is, and hey, I'm 35 and have the problem. When the cell phone's in your pocket, it's difficult for a lot of us to keep it in your pocket. And that's why the cell phone should not be anywhere close to school grounds when you're there to learn.
You can go back in the podcast archive, listen to the interview I did with the Anxious Generation lead researcher on that book, and they explained the problem. It's a distraction even if it's not in your hands because right. You're thinking about what am I missing, you're thinking about
Perfect. The
notification, all that kind of stuff, and that's why they advocate for phone-free schools. You know, I get it and I don't get it, you know, the I don't get it because, Joe, like you just said, it's like there's never been an emergency before cell phones existed, right? Like we always somehow found a way to make it work and everyone got in contact with everyone. There's a reason, right, why the schools ask for your contact numbers and not just one. You know, they want to know your home number, a work number, a cell phone number in case something happens. They have phones in the classroom. Like, they exist. There are ways to reach your child in case of emergency. I, you know, I'm looking at some of the text messages here, and I got a couple that say the same thing. Somebody else on the text board saying our school district tried to have phones in the lockers for the school day. Do you know who complained? The parents. They wanted to be able to get a hold of their kid whenever they wanted, which, again, I get it, but I don't get it. We have another person texting in saying that they've had their daughter's had a cell phone since sixth grade, and their reasoning behind it, they say, is simple. I want my daughter to be able to contact me or her mom or any family member if there's any problems at school. Example, bus issues, bullying, not feeling safe, etc. And, you know, to me, it's let me go back. I get it and I don't get it. It's the hardest thing, you know, to do is to just let your kids grow up.
Right.
Right. Like you see it every day, right? As your kids are growing older. If you are, I wrote it down the other, I think it was when we had that same guest on. He called the cell phone the world's longest umbilical cord. Because that's what it's become.
100%.
Like, how long is this list going to be? Bus issues, bullying, not feeling safe. I mean, we know the definition of not feeling safe has expanded to, you know, from everything. It used to just be physical harm. Now it can mean almost anything, Joe. Almost literally anything, not feeling safe. If your kid has the option to contact you at any moment in time when they don't feel safe, they're never going to be able to grow up and face it on their own.
Right.
Like, it is a hard lesson of growing up that we all have to go through, except for this new generation who doesn't have to go through it, which is why you see when they go to college and there's a war happening in the Middle East and they don't feel like, it's being taken care of on their college campus where they're supposed to be studying algebra, they take over the student union. Right. You know, like this stuff is all interconnected in my own, opinion. There are happy mediums. The classroom is just not the place where you need to have that connection.
I mean, we're also seeing on college campuses kids who parents never told them they were wrong. I think that's another example of what we're seeing.
Carl in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Very good topic. First off, what I'd like to say may hit some people, a little bit differently. They may find it rude, but it's really not rude. First off, who's in charge? Children or the adults? Well, last I remember, it was the adults, okay? The other thing is parents have become weak today. We have weak parents. We have parents who, because of the government and because of agencies stepping in saying, you can't discipline, blah, 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 you can't do this. You know what? I'm sorry. But when we had government and agencies turn around and step in, and even going even further back, what opened up the floodgates was that girl who sued her parents for divorce, okay? That opened up the floodgates to every young person by saying, well, you know what? I may have come from my mom, and I do live under their roof, but you know what? Hey, I don't care what they say because I'm going to do what I want to do. The problem that we have here, gentlemen, is discipline. We are not in charge anymore. The children are running the prison. For crying out loud, the school systems, gentlemen, have every right to do what they need to do to educate the system. Because guess what? That's what we are paying for, correct? We're all paying for an education for our kids. So we have to make sure that they're getting the education and not sitting on cell phones and sending each other explicit images and messages and, oh, let's dance today and TikTok. No, we're here to get educated. We're here to learn about things. But that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems to be more about, oh, what can we do to coddle the child than to educate the child? I mean...
Carl, thanks for the call. I agree and disagree. I don't know if the government necessarily is the reason behind parents being weaker, but I agree with the premise
of
parents being maybe not as strong on the issue. And do you believe Ontario's doing the right thing? North of the border, they're looking at getting rid of phones in schools starting this September. I think it's a great idea. I actually don't think they go far enough. I think they're a little too lenient in the rules. 803-0930. To join us this morning.
Someone said, Joe, if you had a smartphone with a scientific calculator. I had a scientific calculator. It played Mario, but I did have it. Like, I had the scientific calculator in school. Like, you don't need... There were actual items that had these things on it, Brian, before smartphones, believe it or not. And they were just as smart.
What did the teachers say about this? On the CBC's website, the teachers' union, skeptical on some of these changes. quote from one of the people in charge, the group's president, saying, "I'm not really sure how this is going to change anything going forward. They're hesitant to take away students' phones because they would be responsible if the devices are lost, damaged, or stolen," she said. "It leads to so many issues and so many problems." And maybe this is part of the, you know, enabling who's in charge, part of the thing. Guess what? If your phone is taken and it gets damaged in the junk drawer full of yo-yos and whatever that the teacher has, like, right, that is on you.
It's like when I go to the gym, there is a sign on the gym, "You are responsible for the things you decided to bring in and leave in your locker," right? And if you don't have a lock, that's not on the gym, that is on you. If you decide that this cell phone is so freaking important, it has to be in your pocket at all times, and you pull it out during class and it gets taken away from you, that's on you. And if it gets damaged, too bad. That's what we would have been told. If this was 20 years ago, that would have been the message.
I just don't know what the big difference is between now and then. And like, why? This is where I'm a 34-year-old sounding like an old man. Like, why are things so different now? But like, that doesn't, the world changing doesn't mean that like fundamental rules of your role in society,
right,
has to change. How 15 years ago when you or I are in school, or how was it 15 years? How long did we graduate? It might be 15. It might be even longer than that.
15 years ago, we were 20. So, well, 17 years ago.
Well, a while ago. But how come you could, at that point, nobody had any problem if you had something that wasn't allowed in school? It was very black and white.
Yes.
What was and wasn't allowed in a school building. If you had something that wasn't allowed, it was taken away, mm-hmm, and you might be able to get it at the end of the day. You know, it depended on the school. Some schools are like, "Oh, you get it back in a week."
Right.
You'll get it back at the end of the school year.
And if you bring it back, you get detention.
Yeah. Your parents can pick it up.
Yeah.
You can't pick it up. You know, it might be a different rule, but it was taken away. Now it's, well, you know, it's impossible to enforce. It wasn't impossible to enforce that many, just because more people have it. Okay, you got to take more of them away. It's a distraction the first 2 days, but guess what? When everyone has theirs taken away, there's no more distraction. I don't know why it's so different now. I mean, you look at these.
I do think. Go on, sorry.
These camps on college campuses now, and it brings me back to Occupy Wall Street. You remember the whole movement?
Oh, yes.
And when it was time to go, it was time to go. And they came up and they picked up every tent and they kicked everybody out.
Yep.
It's like, all right, you know, listen, we all had a good time.
Time to get back to the real world.
Like, it's time to get back to business. Why can't that happen? You know, I'm looking at all these people. Wouldn't it be so simple? You walk through. Hey, who are you? Okay, let me write down that name. You don't go to school here anymore. Who are you?
Yeah.
You don't go to school here anymore. You weren't out by when we said get out of here. You're not going to school here anymore. The bulldozer behind me is here to clean out all the tents. Like, how hard is that to happen?
I do go back to what Carl said. I mean, I think in the high school situation, if you honestly have parents calling the school and getting mad because their kid's cell phone was taken away, Brian, that's something that would never have happened 20 years ago, or if it had, very rarely happened. So I do think some of this you can point to the parents. I'll tell you this right now. I don't know if my kid will have a cell phone or not. I can't imagine he would. If he does and it gets taken away when he's supposed to be learning, they're not getting a call from Joe Beamer complaining that my son's cell phone was taken away, right? I mean, that's I don't care what year it is. I don't care what technology surrounds us. There is no need for your smartphone in a classroom. That's where I will agree with Ontario. Back to basics, right? Let's get back to basics. You're in school to learn. My parents told me this all the time, right? I got a lot of detentions in school, you know, because I'd like to socialize. I'd like to interrupt the teacher. I try to be funny. And, you know, my parents would always tell me, you're not in school to socialize. You're in school to learn, right? During class, you learn. Free period, lunch, study hall, talk all you want. Class, it's time to learn. And I think these kids need to be given that lesson, and you're not learning on your cell phone.
I can't believe in this case that the teachers union in Ontario isn't just, you know, full-throated in support of this. That they're actually, well, you know, well, we have some concerns about the policy. Like, why?
It's a bunch of millennials.
I mean, like, why? Really? Shouldn't teachers across everywhere say, yes, I mean, it's making it nearly impossible in some cases for us to teach a class. Like, we see it every single day that kids aren't learning. They're being distracted by these phones. Get them out of the classroom.
Right. Just like every distraction you've taken away from kids over the last five decades.
I just don't know how you can have a teachers union come out and say, well, we need to look at it a little bit more.
Could you imagine in the 90s when kids were bringing Game Boys to class and that was, you know, a distraction, and a teacher said, well, we can't take it away from them, you know? I don't know if we can take this Game Boy away from them. I mean,
you got everything taken away.
This is the distraction of this generation. Every other generation had their distraction taken away. I don't understand what the disconnect is in 2024.
Bill in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. Bill, good morning.
I think it just comes down to the fact that the schools, the union, whatever, are afraid of lawsuits. If the local governments or the state government, or even let's just make it national and rip the Band-Aid and stop these debates across the country, just pass a law, no cell phones or electronics other than approved calculator are allowed in the classroom, period. If it's damaged, tough luck. You cannot sue or pursue the teacher nor the school. Period. End of story. They passed the law to say none of this in the classroom, and they also say liability is not, because that's one thing that they're afraid of is the lawsuits. So lawsuits are therefore you take it out of the equation. You cannot sue for us taking away these electronics, and you cannot sue if these electronics are lost or stolen. And there you go.
I like it, Bill. And Bill, I'll go. Maybe we can have one of our legal friends on here to talk. What could you be sued over?
Right.
Like, I just don't. You violated a policy, and now your phone is at risk because it's not in your hands of whatever. You know, it's. You mentioned the gym, Joe. My gym did the same thing, putting all these, you know, you're not allowed. It says now, big signs, you're not allowed to store keys or whatever in the unlocked cubbies. Now, people do it.
Right.
But basically, the sign saying you're not allowed, no one's going to kick you out. But it's there because if it gets lost, well, you can't blame us. It's right. Not allowed. 100%. You chose to do that. You bring a phone to school, it's not allowed. Well, and oh, it gets taken away, but that's what was going to happen?
That's life.
I don't know what there is to sue over. No. Now, apparently, you know, everyone brings up hot coffee at McDonald's, right? Is like the one thing that you can, the example that you can sue over anything. But I just don't see how a lawsuit would result from any of this. No, like what you'd have to be scared of.
And it's just not preparing people for the real world, because there's always going to be situations where, guess what? There's going to be restrictions on what you can have. I mean, not your phone, because you need your phone to work now in certain places. But again, the real world, hey, this isn't allowed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is not allowed. That's the real world. And unfortunately, I don't think we're getting that lesson in schools. And again, I can't believe at 35 I'm that disconnected, but maybe I am. I just do not see a legitimate reason why a child should have a phone on their person during a learning time.
People will make the argument, and I think it has some basis and merit to it, that you're going to go through the real world with a phone in your pocket.
That's true. Right?
You are going to, you know, hey, can we use this as a tool to solve some sort of problem? Okay. I personally disagree with that. You know, I think you should have an education that teaches you how to do things without it.
Yeah.
And so you have a basis of knowledge that doesn't revolve around the computer in your pocket. But I do see that there is that little bit of an argument for it. I don't understand it in grades, you know, K through 6.
No,
certainly.
Not at
K
all.
K through 8, probably. In high school, maybe. But then high school, you get into the whole other issue of social media. It becomes such a distraction on everything else. How could you say that the benefit outweighs the bad part that you see every single day? I don't think you can. Listen, we talk a lot about some of the goofy law. I mean, they're taxing your RAIN in Ontario, right? Like they do some stuff that just makes you go, what the heck is going on? I think they got it right here, and might even not go far enough. But this is the first time I've read the CBC and not gone, what is going on up there? Yeah. I said, hey, what's going on up there? That's, you know, it was a little bit of a different inflection in my voice.
Interesting, interesting. Now, Brian, before we go, follow up. Any of the texts make you more confident in painting your house?
No one thinks I should paint my house.
Well, I disagree with everyone in the text.
Well, I have to get, you know, maybe some quotes on people. We'll see what the final cost is, but yeah, no one really thinks it's a good idea.
Well, I disagree. I think it's a great idea.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.